And also this week, a $99 game console went on sale and quickly sold out at Target and Amazon. The Ouya console got its initial funding from a wildly successful multi-million dollar Kickstarter campaign. NPR's Laura Seidel takes a look at what's behind all this buzz.
You're probably wondering where the Ouya got its funny name.
The O in Ouya stands for openness.
That's Ouya founder Julie Ehrman.
U is for universal, and the Ya just completed it. Ouya! Sounds good to say.
When Ehrman is talking about openness and universality, she's talking about the way people buy and sell games. On a console like the Xbox or PlayStation, people have to spend $60 to buy a game they haven't played yet. The Ouya lets gamers try it for free, and game developers can decide on a price.
The developers have total freedom on how they want to monetize that content, so it could be a free demo, and then you unlock the full version of the game for $19.
The Ouya is a box the size of a Rubik's Cube made of aluminum and plastic. It comes with one game controller, and you can buy more for $50 each. Ehrman got inspired to build the Ouya because big console games like Call of Duty or Madden Football cost tens of millions of dollars to make.
Very few developers can do that, in fact. And you can see that because you don't see a lot of new content, you don't see a lot of new developers entering the television.
So instead of making games for consoles and TVs, a lot of developers were limiting themselves to mobile phones and tablets. The Ouya launched with over 135 games. Ouya's game store works like Apple's App Store. Ouya gets a 30% cut, and the game maker gets 70%. But its graphics don't hold a candle to the existing Xbox 360 or the PlayStation 3. And this fall, Sony and Microsoft will be releasing new consoles that look even better. Consumers will pay a big price for those sexy graphics, $400 for the PlayStation 4 and $500 for the Xbox One. For a lot of gamers, the $99 price point for the Ouya may be just enough to scratch the gaming itch. Laura Seidel, NPR News.